This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A landslide at a remote jade mine in northern Myanmar's Kachin State killed one person and left many more missing Wednesday. The landslide occurred around 4 a.m. in the center of the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry. It's also a region where sporadic fighting has broken out between the Myanmar enemy army and ethnic guerrilla forces. Rescue workers told Reuters about 80 people were swept into a lake and they feared all the others had perished in the latest tragedy to hit Myanmar's poorly regulated jade industry. Some rescue teams had called off their searches as night fell. Others pressed on, but there were no reports anyone had been rescued. More than 13 million people were ordered to stay home in the Chinese city of Xi'an, which imposed a strict lockdown Wednesday and dramatically tightened travel controls to fight a growing COVID-19 outbreak. With Beijing preparing to host the 2022 Winter Olympics in February, China is on high alert as it fights local outbreaks in several cities. The city government said in a statement, starting midnight Thursday, all households may only send one household member outside every 2 days to purchase necessities. Everyone else is ordered to stay indoors except for emergencies. Spanish families will be able to celebrate Christmas together, the prime minister said Wednesday, before meeting regional leaders to discuss ways of containing the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus variant. With nearly 80% of its population vaccinated and a booster program gathering pace, Spain was largely spared the rampant wave of infections that led several to northern European countries to toughen curbs in the fall. Finland will start offering COVID-19 vaccines to children between 5 and 11 years of age starting Thursday, the Ministry of Social Affairs and Health said on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping strongly endorsed Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam Wednesday, saying the former British colony had transformed from chaos to order since a controversial security law was imposed last year, the city's media reported. China has overseen a sweeping crackdown in Hong Kong after huge, often violent democracy protest 2 years ago, introducing a national security law that criminalized much dissent and introduced political rules that vet the loyalty of anyone standing for office. The first public vote under this new order was held Sunday for the city's legislature, with a historic low turnout recorded. A Libyan parliamentary committee says it has become impossible to hold a long-awaited presidential vote in 2 days as scheduled. The widely expected announcement was the first official statement that the vote would not happen Friday after calls mounted for a delay. The country's election commission had failed to name a final list of candidates, and it disbanded electoral committees late Tuesday. It never named a final list of candidates as it was supposed to. U.S. authorities have taken issue with Turkey over its sale of armed drones to Ethiopia, where two sources familiar with the matter said there was mounting evidence the government had used the weapons against fighters. Washington has, quote, profound humanitarian concerns, end quote, over the sales, which could contravene U.S. restrictions on arms to Addis Ababa, a senior Western official said. The year-long war between Ethiopia's government and the leadership of the northern Tigray region, among Africa's bloodiest conflicts, has killed thousands of civilians and displaced millions. A State Department spokesperson said U.S. Horn of Africa envoy Jeffrey Feltman, quote, raised reports of armed drone use in Ethiopia and the attendant risk of civilian harm, end quote, during a visit to Turkey last week. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Wednesday he expects negotiations with the United States on Moscow's security demands to begin in January, with concerns mounting over the Ukraine conflict. This comes after a U.S. official told reporters Tuesday she also understands talks with Russia will begin in January, warning some Russian proposals were unacceptable. Moscow presented the West with sweeping security demands in two draft documents last week, one addressed to the NATO and another to the United States. Dutch prosecutors called for life in prison Wednesday for four suspects on trial accused of downing Malaysia Airlines Flight MH17 with a surface-to-air missile in 2014, killing 298 people. The three Russian nationals and one Ukrainian citizen are accused of launching the missile that hit the plane over war-torn eastern Ukraine.